The governor creates a committee to review state firefighting methods. Some international college students in Oklahoma are facing deportation. And national forests in the state are targeted for increased logging. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Deborah Schar. Governor Kevin Stitt's fight with the state forestry services continues as he purges agency leadership and sets up a working group. We get details from Grayson Wheeler.
The governor again accuses the agency of obfuscation and insubordination in a statement sent out Tuesday. He does seem to tacitly acknowledge that numbers his office turned over Monday were incorrect by virtue of providing different numbers in Tuesday's statement. The new numbers show Oklahoma's Forestry Services did deploy its trucks, bulldozers, and personnel during the March 14th fire event. But Stitt says forestry officials did not deploy them correctly, as many remained in the Forestry Services Protection Area in eastern Oklahoma. In interviews with other news sources, Stitt says he has fired more Forestry Services employees in addition to asking Director Mark Guller to step down. Stitt is creating a wildland fire response working group to analyze the state's firefighting resources and provide recommendations to lawmakers over the next 6 months. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
For weeks, stories of college student deportations have made national headlines. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Oklahoma universities are now confirming some of their students have had their visas revoked.
In a statement to State Impact, Oklahoma State University spokesperson Mac Burke confirmed 8 OSU student visas have been recently revoked by the federal government. He did not provide further information as to the reasons behind the revocations or if the students have been deported. The University of Central Oklahoma says as many as 4 students have had visas revoked. A spokesperson for the University of Oklahoma says due to student privacy laws, it is unable to confirm if any of its students have been affected. A recent report by Inside Higher Ed found roughly 150 students at 50 institutions have had visas revoked, though the actual number is likely higher. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Hundreds of thousands of acres of forest land in Oklahoma could see increased logging in the coming years. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports a new federal memo targets national forests.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins issued an April 4th memo stating more than half of the country's national forests are part of a new timber initiative. National forests, which are different from national parks, already have some logging, but are expected to see a major increase. A map from the federal agency shows the policy applies to hundreds of thousands of acres in the Ouachita National Forest and what appears to be national grasslands. In a statement, Rollins says trees in national forests face wildfire threats, and logging will help reduce them. But advocacy groups say it sidesteps public input and could severely damage ecosystems. USDA says it'll work with states and tribal nations on the initiative. As of Tuesday, Oklahoma's Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry says it hasn't received notice from the federal level. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Oklahoma City is holding a special hazardous waste collection this weekend at the fairgrounds. Residents will be able to drop off unwanted computers, tires, ammunition, and prescription medications from 9 to 1 on Saturday. Participants must prove their residency by bringing an Oklahoma City water bill. More information about the collection event and items not accepted can be found at okc.gov. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.